on job security, if a foreigner holds a degree where English isn't the medium of instruction in his native country but is recognized here, why do we suppress our own students by placing a bar for it? The English language is not the universal bar for employment in Singapore as per MOM. So why do we suppress our own students with a separate guideline? Is this fair for us? How are we equipping them to face the working world? For that, PPP will look in policies on how we can promote students without using a total merit system. The orthodox way of education system is working against us in this current time and date. And it must be amended before we have a country full of educated Singaporeans working for subpar foreigners. The government is talking about reskilling and upskilling Singaporeans. But the same courses are also available to these foreigners. Does this benefit us? Oh. Now sandwiched, we have foreign talents taking jobs from PMETs, and we also have migrant workers coming and upgrading themselves to take over the blue-collared jobs. So where is job security? How are we protected? For that, PPP suggests that certain jobs and courses to be exclusive for Singaporeans to ensure our country, which has no natural resources, can maintain her high level of standard she needs. This is the reason why, even after years of employing foreign talents, we are still unable to cultivate our own pool of talent. And to prevent the influx of foreigners, PPP aims to level the playing field of employment for Singaporeans. In order to do that, we will need to eradicate the limited capacity of courses available in tertiary education. PPP will ensure that all students are secured a course according to their own choice and academic performances, without being limited by course availability.
Next, I want to talk about governance. The carbon tax, just now Peter mentioned, the table of price is already there. 2 years ago, it's $5 per ton. Now it's $25 per ton. So how much increase is that? 500% in 2 years. Can your pay increase 500% in 2 years? I want to tell you, this is a heartless government. There's no need for carbon tax at this juncture when high inflationary environment are affecting all our life. Next year, they're going to increase to 45%, $45 per ton. And that's 80% increase. Can your pay increase 80%? And do you know what? Tampines voter, let me get this clear. WP is a huge advocate of carbon tax. You do not know that, right? They support PAP on this. And that is a big issue to us. We are the only opposition party totally reject this carbon tax.
Are you concerned about the rising healthcare costs? Let me tell you one thing. We, the People's Power Party, is the only party which to see the root cause of this issue. This is why our manifesto explicitly says that there is a need for reform in the MediShield. I urge everyone to go to our website, read our manifesto, and compare with whatever other parties has proposed their solution. You will realize our solution is more comprehensive. I don't kid you. Because I read. And I want to remind all Tampines GRC voters. Our teammate, Abah Harun, She is also a social worker. She is the founder of a grassroots volunteer charity surveys, and she is in the social work for a very long time. So, she is a credible alternative voice in the parliament. You do not lose a social worker voice in the parliament by voting PPP, especially in Tampines GRC. Together with she and I, we will be the part of the solution to help the ex-convicts to make sure the Yellow Ribbon Project, the potential of it, goes to the appropriate level. Myself.
I've never introduced myself in such a way. Right? I'm a straightforward guy. I'm straight. Remember, I'm straight. Right? Who believe dearly in defending and protecting my fellow countries, men and women, rights and interests. And that is very core to me. Regardless of who makes mistakes that compromise Singaporeans' interests and well-being, I will speak up. I will not just keep quiet. And that is Goh Meng Sing. I will be the first to jump out, not from a grave. I will be the first to jump out and say, look, guys, you have actually disappointed people. You have actually betrayed people. You have to actually put people's life at stake. And that is Goh Meng Sing. I am telling you, the vision of PAP is this. It's not only going to be a nation of fear, it's going to be a nation of beggars. Why? Because GST vouchers is going to be the norm, he says. Every year you can expect money from the government. We are not beggars. Of course, Singaporeans like it. But it is not the value that we should have as a nation. We have built this nation with hardworking people that doesn't expect free lunch. Is that so? But you are turning the whole culture, the mindset, into a culture, a nation that expect GST vouchers every year. And that is what they are teaching our children. Do you want that to be your government for the next 5 years? We are going to question this.